Kaya FM Podcast.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
Fumile Msweli joins me now. She's our resident career coach, and we are talking this evening about burnout. Fumile, a very good evening to you.
Good evening, Sumitra. Good evening to our listeners. How are you?
I'm good. But you know what? I'm so intrigued that we're talking about this because I had a discussion with somebody the other day, and we were trying to compare notes to check whether we were actually suffering from burnout.
I think a lot of us really are worried. Is it just stress? But we all know that burnout is a lot more serious than just stress. It's when it takes hold of you, a vacation is not going to do. In essence, you are at a complete standstill. You're completely out of gas. And it's a lot more than just being, you know, fatigued and exhausted.
I mean, this can catch up with you. I mean, how do you actually prevent yourself to getting into that stage of burnout?
So the cause of burnout is actually when we, specifically now from working from home, it's having complete access to work. So it's when you're doing the same thing consistently and not giving your body time to rest or recover. So how to really prevent it, and a lot of you are going to say, Bumi, this is impossible. I'm going to ask you to turn off your email notifications when your work office hours are done. That is the first step.
Mm.
Because in essence, every time that little notification pops through, you're back in work mode. You can't spend your entire life at gym. Your body would completely collapse. In the same way, mentally, you can't spend your time always in the office, even when you're outside of the office. So really being able to maintain both those physical and social boundaries by keeping hours together and by even doing simple things like, okay, you're going to put on your work clothes when you know it's time to work because you're going to be on Zoom or in these Teams, but then removing them and getting into your slippers and being comfortable when you know that that time is over and it's now time for family time.
I suppose it's, you know, the hard part of this is actually setting the boundaries. You know that at a certain time you need to switch off. You know that, you know, once you get home, you need to actually ease up on the phone because your child wants a bit of FaceTime. They want to see you looking at them when they're interacting. We know this, but actually putting it into action seems to be a bit of a challenge for many.
It really, really is, Demetra. And the biggest challenge, in essence, is that we aren't scheduling time for personal activities.
Mm.
You know at about 7 p.m. your family has to have dinner, but you're working right up until 6:45. Meanwhile, if you schedule to say, actually, from 6:30 to after 7, I'm going to make a quick meal, pop something in the oven, it's in your diary, it's part of your schedule. So you automatically start getting into that habit and getting into the space where even taking short breaks, if you were in the office, you would walk to the canteen for lunch. You would go over to, the kitchen and make a cup of coffee. Scheduling in those breaks becomes very, very critical. And taking more time for those breaks, I think, works well. So as opposed to just squeezing in a 15-minute coffee break, try to take a bit of a nap, a quick power nap. Do a bit of yoga. My personal favorite is slotting in a quick 15-minute meditation, which you can just download on YouTube.
Yeah, I suppose you could find all of these ways. I think the scariest thing for me out of this burnout was that you can actually, when you talk about the physical destruction to your body with burnout, you can actually damage some of your brain cells. Is that true?
Yes, that's definitely true. And that's also because, you know, currently the studies are saying 67% of those people working remotely feel the pressure to be available all hours of the day.
Mm.
So they're pushing themselves towards burnout. And I know a lot of you are going to say, Vumi, I'm just tired. I don't think it's pure burnout. Or Vumi, actually, I might be burnt out. So I'm going to advise that you please do a mental health screen. There are some free screening that you can do online. There's screening.mhanational.org. That has some screening tools. Everything from feeling like I'm a bit depressed, I'm completely exhausted, I'm completely stressed out. Answering a few of those questions will help you screen how close you are to burnout. And remember, with burnout, prevention is so much better than a cure.
Absolutely. I mean, is it now, is burnout now being called a mental illness?
Yes, it actually is. So it is a mental challenge.
So this is so serious.
It really, really is serious because burnout is often one of the first triggers that lead to depression.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally your body starting to say, and your mind starting to say, I'm shutting down because you won't take the time to do so. So we all need to recharge, even our laptops. So one of the things I like to do is every time I put my laptop into charge or myself, cell phone into charge is to give myself a 5-minute break. If my tools need charging, how much more the person utilizing the tools? It is very, very important that we are a little bit conscientious about taking that time out to do a bit of breathing, catching our breath, and actually disengaging from work. And working 7 days a week, I know I'm one of those people who can be a little bit guilty of that. We do need the break. So one of the things I like to do, and I hope you get to institute as well, is giving yourself a reward system. If I respond to the next 10 mails, then I can get up and get a cup of coffee or do 10 jumping jacks. So by it makes you a little bit more productive because you're of use to nobody when you've burnt out. So putting in a reward system and really scheduling those breaks and leveraging those breaks for not just breaks, but also for relaxation time.
Vumile, very quickly, I mean, how do you see the signs of burnout coming through so that you can prevent it?
Okay, so the first will be mental fog. You start to forget things. You find yourself having to write things more than you ordinarily would. That's the first one. The second sign of burnout that you might find is extreme fatigue, where you're tired all the time. You've just woken up and you already need a nap. That's the first sign of burnout, another sign of burnout. The third is you'll find your immunity starts to drop. So you'll find yourself constantly having a bit of a runny nose, feeling like you've got the flu, but it's not quite the flu. You've checked for COVID, it's not quite COVID. It's your body, in essence, starting to really want to slow down and shut down. So those are some of the most popular signs. And the fourth is zoning out. So you're in the middle of a meeting, and for a moment, you're completely blank. You've got no clue what has been said. That's one of the signs that your brain is ready for a recharge that's leading towards burnout. And the fifth is just a little bit of anxiety of saying, actually, I don't want to do the email. I don't want to deal with these people. I'm exhausted. When can I get a break? And you'll be like, oh, no, it's Blue Monday, but then it also becomes a Blue Wednesday and a Blue Thursday. And those are very high indicator signs to show that you could be reaching burnout.
Oh, we don't want to get there. You know, I was man down with flu. I slept for 2 solid days. I couldn't get out of the bed. And I did the COVID test and things. But, I mean, I got over the flu, but I felt so rejuvenated after that because I had 2 full days of sleep. We underestimate the importance of sleep.
Proper recharging. Dimitri, we think everything is so important. I recently had a health scare. I was actually in hospital this last week. I thought everything was so important. And all of a sudden, for 4 days, I've got no laptop, a minimum cell phone. I'm in hospital, and all I can do is look out the window. And I thought, all of a sudden, my health became the priority. Yeah. We should constantly think of that. Your health is your priority. Your body is the tool that enables you to do what it is that you need to do. Providing for your family, exciting at work is very, very important, but it's not possible without your body. So caretaking that body is very, very important.
Vumile, thank you so much. Go well and please rest.
Will do. Thank you so much, Dimitri. Everybody, stay safe and avoid burnout.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
Kaya FM Podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.